Well, good morning, everybody. So during this presentation here, I'll be sharing with you the results of this study we did in Oxnard, Ventura County, Southern District of Ventura County for strawberry production, where we conducted an experiment to assess the impact of different salinity treatments applied to the irrigation water on strawberry cultivars. I'll give you a little background of water and salinity management in California, in the districts that are important for strawberry production, and then I'll get to the experiment details and the methods and the results. So we have a lot of crops with low tolerance to water stress, and they're quite sensitive to salt as well. We have water availability, quality, and price with a significant range. This is an example. I don't expect you to read this map here, but we have in Ventura County, those are the crops. Those are three different regions, and this is the water allocation we have for each specific crop for different years, as far as a dry, a typical, and a wet year. So water allocation is very tight. In addition to have a tight water allocation, we have problems with seawater intrusion, with wells closer to the ocean being the most affected. This is a summary of about 400 water analysis conducted in the county, and this showing EC with EC of 1 and lower in here, and then we have EC of 1 and 1.5 being a good portion, maybe 40 to 45%, and then we have another great portion here of EC higher than 1.5 decisions per meter. So we do have a huge variability of water salinity in the county. Now, this is the other very important strawberry production region in Ventura County, towards the north, in the central coast, Monterey County. This image here is showing the progression of chloride throughout the years from 1944 until about 2015-2017 in here, showing the progress. So this is for an aquifer at 180 feet deep, and this is for 400 feet deep aquifer, showing again the same trend from the 1940s until 2015-2017. So basically, the progression is showing when that water reached about 500 milligrams per liter of chloride. Now, considering the tight water location, the variability we have in water quality, seawater intrusion, and also the sensitivity of strawberry to salinity, we also have a outdated guidelines. Our best guideline for the moment for managing salinity in strawberries, which was developed decades ago with completely different cultivars. So then, because of that, we decided to create an experiment where we test the local conditions with levels that we expected that are levels that have significant impact in our crops. So this experiment, again, was conducted in Oxnard, Southern California, from October 2017 to June 2018. We used two different cultivars. They're public UC, public cultivars, Fronteras and Monterey. The soil was a loam soil with somehow limited infiltration rate. Ideally, we'll choose a soil with higher infiltration rate, but considering who were the cooperators, we decided to go with the cooperator that we thought would get the most, the best results for the study. So irrigation was calculated with the ET-based method, and also we used soil moisture sensors. There were about 60 drip irrigation events totaling 2 acre feet of water, 2 high flow tapes on 64 inch beds. It was a split plot design with randomized complete block, 54 harvesting events. We had soil and leaf blade samples collected 3 times throughout the season, early, mid, and late production. And we assessed the marketable and unmarketable yield and berry weight for all those 54 harvesting events. So this is how the treatments were applied. The water came and reached each of these barrels. These barrels had a salinity concentration 100 times higher than what we aimed for each treatment. And these injectors in here would pick up 1% of the water that went through it to mix. So that way we're able to deliver the treatments as we expected. So we had 8 different treatments. This is the treatment number. A quick description of what they are. EC, sodium adsorption ratio, calcium, magnesium, sodium chloride, and sulfate in milli equivalents per liter. Basically, to make that a little more clear, let's just focus on the levels that are important. Basically, we had 2 different levels of sodium adsorption ratio, 4.6 and 6.6. Elevated chloride, we had 4.2, 7.7, and 11.7. For sulfate, we had 18.3 and 26. And this is the control water, the district water, with this EC, SAR, chloride, and sulfate levels. The values in this table in here represent an average of 3 irrigation events where we collected water from each plot, sent for laboratory analysis, and this is the average result for that. Okay. Values here in the bottom are for, they represent Ventura County water. They're an average of irrigation water from 20 fields we collected in Ventura County the previous years in a survey. And this is the same for Monterey County, 11 fields. Basically, what you see here is how the treatments compare to these. You see the treatments are all within this range in here. There's nothing really off when we have about two times higher chloride levels in the irrigation water in Monterey County, and we had about 5 times more sulfate levels in Ventura County, which explains a little bit why this EC in here is higher in Ventura County. This is the experiment design with 30 feet long plots. They're 1 bed wide. And this is where the treatments came from. They were applied to each of the plots. Again, we had 2 cultivars, Monterey and Fronteras, for in each block. This is the precipitation, the rainfall for that season, totaling about 6 inches. Where here is where we started the treatments. So the crop was planted again in October. We waited for a month for the crop to be well established and start applying the treatments here in every irrigation event through the drip tape. And the red arrows represent the soil and plant samples when they were collected. The soil and the leaf blade samples that we sent for laboratory analysis. So let's get to the results. This is marketable yield for Fronteras, typical yield curve for the region. This time came a little later because of the strong rainfalls we had concentrated at around here. And this graph is showing the yield for cultivars treatments 1 through 8. I know you can't get much information from that, but this is the distribution in the box plot for each of the treatments, being the control, the highest yielding treatment, the 2 SAR levels, the 3 chloride levels, and the 2 sulfate levels in here. You see some yield declines as expected. Now in this table here is the same information, now showing in average and a percentage of yield loss compared to the control water. Basically had significant yield declines for treatments number 4 and 5. Again, those are chloride levels in the irrigation water of about 8 and 12 milliequivalents per liter. And here we have the high sulfate levels also showing a significant yield decline. Now, this is for the other cultivar, Monterey, which is widely grown in Monterey County. And this is the yield response for those same treatments. Basically, we had no significant effects of the treatments in the yields of Monterey, which really surprised us. and that actually opens this can of worms for us working with strawberries. Each strawberry cultivar is completely different than the other ones, and you know, so imagine how many strawberry cultivars there are out there. And to conduct experiments like this, to come up with specific levels, it'd be really involve a lot of work. And also, by the time we come up with some results, the cultivars are always changing. So it'd be really hard to come up with guidelines to address all the cultivars for all the regions. And but you know, we'll be doing our best to address that. So let me see how I'm doing with time here. Probably not so well, but I'll just go through quickly. So this is soil analysis showing chloride levels for each treatment. So the chloride levels in here in the y-axis and the treatments in the x-axis. This is just to, this is the first, second, and third sampling events, just to get you an idea how concise the chloride levels were in each plot. We really had a good representation. And here, the chloride levels throughout time at planting, first, second, and third sampling. And we had significant rains in here, which kept, although we're still irrigating, but we kept the chloride levels in the soil kept about the same between the first and the second sampling. And that's definitely something that reflected in the yields. This is leaf blade analysis for showing chloride levels in both Fronteras and Monterey. Basically, you see an increase in chloride levels with the increasing elevated chloride treatments, showing that even on the Monterey cultivar, they didn't respond to that really high chloride levels in the irrigation water. The chloride were consistently found increasing in the leaves, leaf blades. And this is a relationship between yield and chloride level in the water, showing a steady decline. Again, showing, actually, this is new information, irrigation chloride levels in milliequivalents per liter. Again, that survey with about 400 analyses performed in Ventura County, showing that practically half of the irrigation water has chloride levels around here. They're showing that half of those wells have irrigation water that should be reducing yields, at least of Fronteras, the cultivar Fronteras. In the interest of time, I'll jump to conclusions. So basically, Fronteras cultivar is highly susceptible to salinity, especially chloride. The salinity effects on Monterey cultivar were not statistically significant. The rainfall between the first and second samplings emphasized the effectiveness of leaching with good water. And for growers, farm managers, or consultants, we shouldn't wait for the plant symptoms. Know your water and the soil chemistry. That means the soil, the plant symptoms end up showing after we start seeing yield reductions. So, and more research obviously is needed for other cultivars. With that, I'd like to leave maybe a minute here for any questions or comments there are. Yes?
It wasn't part of your data, but did you notice any differences in the fruit quality between the different...
Right. So the question is, do we see the effects of the treatments in fruit quality? The cull rates, or the percentage of unmarketable fruits, were not affected by the salinity treatments. We did have a reduction in fruit size of about 6% for the highest salinity treatment of chloride levels.
Did you notice the fruit tasting any different?
Oh, that's a long shot. We didn't, no.
No?
No. Mm-hmm.
You didn't test for it?
So. We didn't test for bricks or taste, yes. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? So we did a field day. So what are the people here in the picture? So at the end of the experiment, we did a field day where we presented most of the results. The strawberry is a crop that we can do that. We have collected the yield data. So they came and looked at the plant symptoms, and we had like a discussion about it. Yep. One more question, Luke. Right. So Luke's question is, could we assess what the susceptibility of salinity is to other cultivars doing a cultivar trial with irrigation water that has a certain salt level? So one of the reasons I believe that the cultivar Monterey didn't show any response to the elevated chloride levels is because they were probably being bred in Monterey County with higher chloride levels in the water. So they're already bred for that situation, although I don't think the breeders were aware of that. Yeah. All right, I get it. Okay, thanks.